A recent poll found that half of Americans were unaware the Supreme Court is once again debating the Affordable Care Act. This time, it's about the subsidies people can receive to pay for their insurance. The outcome could affect health coverage for millions of people, and if you think that most states are prepared with backup plans, think again. Alana Gordon reports.
Online marketplaces are a central part of the Affordable Care Act. They launched a year and a half ago. It's where 27-year-old Catherine Ryan, a restaurant server in Philadelphia, immediately turned to for coverage.
I was excited because if it weren't for Obamacare, I wouldn't be insured at all. I wouldn't have the ability to go to the doctor, which is pretty crazy.
She's had to for some stomach issues, and she can afford it thanks to a $200 a month discount that brings her premium down to $60. Ryan, who's studying social work, is one of nearly 400,000 Pennsylvanians who've qualified for income-based subsidies. But like a lot of people, she had no idea that a case before the Supreme Court puts them at risk.
I mean, you telling me this is like my heart has sank a bit to the bottom of my stomach because I was planning on keeping this insurance until I am gainfully employed with an agency that offers benefits.
The reason Ryan and millions of other people's subsidies nationwide are in jeopardy, as Drexel professor Robert Field explains, has to do with four key words in the law.
So the magic words are established by the state.
A lawsuit before the Supreme Court argues that, as that phrase spells out, only those with coverage in state-based marketplaces are eligible for subsidies. The feds argue that's not the intent. No one knows what will happen. But if the court strikes down the subsidies in federal marketplaces, Trish Riley with the National Association of State Health Policy says it could result in what a lot of policy wonks refer to as a death spiral.
The whole individual market in states could collapse.
Without those subsidies, millions would likely drop their coverage, except really sick people who need expensive care, they'd keep their plans. So then
premiums go through the roof.
And then no one can afford it. So how are states bracing for this? Pennsylvania actually has a backup plan.
I'm just doing this because I want to be prepared.
Governor Tom Wolf sent in a blueprint to the feds this past week to create a state-supported marketplace that would still use the healthcare.gov website. Wolf stresses this is just a contingency.
My biggest concern is, do we have a fallback if we need it?
The state's new insurance commissioner, Teresa Miller, says it's all been really rushed.
It's forcing us to put together a plan that, frankly, most states spent years developing, and we're having to do that essentially in months.
It's unclear how soon the state could even transition to a model where it would oversee the funding and regulations. But the move is actually pretty unusual.
Pennsylvania stands out.
Joel Ario is a healthcare consultant and former federal official. He says the marketplaces, like the Affordable Care Act as a whole, can be really politically divisive. Wolf, a Democrat, recently took over for a Republican governor. But elsewhere, a lot of state leaders don't want anything to do with the law, and by default, they have federal marketplaces. Ario says to have a state-based marketplace, first and foremost, a state has to actually be on board with it.
In about a third of the states, that is a political non-starter today, because it does mean standing up and saying, I want to work with this law in a public way as a state-based exchange.
Arizona and Arkansas have enacted legislation barring any sort of state-based marketplace. A New Jersey spokesperson says it's premature to address any of this. Then there are a few states that fall into a gray zone. That includes Delaware. It has a federal marketplace, but it's really active in overseeing it. So now?
We haven't shut any door, and we haven't made a definitive answer just yet.
Rita Landgraf is Delaware's Health and Social Services Director. She says the state had looked into setting up a regional marketplace with other states. Too complicated. They explored the state-run option early on. Too costly for such a small state. Now, as a contingency, like Pennsylvania, they've submitted a plan for a state-supported one. As for Catherine Ryan, that waitress in Philadelphia, the thought of all these possible disruptions with her coverage...
That's a little nerve-wracking.
She's finally starting to figure out how her insurance plan even works.
I hope it just stays the way it is, but at least there's a backup option. That's good news.
Federal officials aren't saying how many other states have contingency plans. But that's in part because right now, all eyes are focused on the biggest unknown of all, the Supreme Court. A decision is expected by the end of the month. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.